June 28th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The fifth commandment is, thou shalt not kill." These days, this commandment is flagrantly violated. Any taking of life is profaning the fifth commandment. A whole industry, abortion, has been built around violation of this commandment. This also includes the harvesting and use of stem cells. Beyond that, there is the acceptance of euthanasia and suicide. I am the Lord and giver of life. Only I must be the one who calls life unto myself. Disregard for this commandment has drawn morals to a new low. Degeneration of morals threatens the general well-being of every nation. This is why there are unprecedented atmospheric events. The basic right to life is non-debatable. Human life must be respected from conception to natural death. Violation of this commandment is man's useless attempt to control his own destiny. Basic acceptance of my will precludes such an attitude. My will is the basis and foundation of all the commandments. A note is given to read Matthew, chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.